That's to be a crazy ass nigga to fucking stand up to you with a fucking in a karate stance in a fight.
Imagine you bump a nigga's shoulder, you feel me? And nigga say, "What's up, pussy ass nigga? You straight?" Nigga, "Oh, you went to fight? What the? No, I'm nigga, not fighting that nigga."
You bump
bro.
Into the nigga, you're like, "Dog, you straight?" And the nigga just bows in front of you. And then gets in the formation.
"I'm not fighting that fuck nigga, bro."
No, I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm cool. My bad, bro. You can bump it to me whenever
nigga
you want.
Nigga do a flying crane swan or some shit. I'm straight."
The most successful ever karate I've ever seen done, like I said earlier, was the "I just wait for the bus" nigga. That was flawless martial arts.
That nigga had his little Reeboks in the air.
He beat me in the face.
I don't know, man.
Now you're listening to NWO Podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO Podcast with myself, Benicy, joined by side of the hometown Haitians, the niggas you love to hate, the niggas.
Yeah, we some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. Hey! Watch what you say, ho. You better not play, ho. Not no time of day, ho. Don't think it's okay, ho. Ho, bring me my yayo. Walk, bitch, cause I say so. Don't play me like Play-Doh.
NWO.
Ooh.
Well,
in this bitch, in this bread, we trapping vegan. Bald head like that light skin nigga Keegan. Ooh. In this bitch, and we feeling happy. Natural hair niggas, beard. Been on the grill using all the modifiers. Ricky on his phone trying to avoid the show. And Chris eating cookies, spending money with the bookies. And plus is on this bottle, going full throttle, bitch. My dog bought this champagne, and it's fucked up because I don't even remember your name. Hey, but we gon' keep rocking. I'm not gonna even tell you what time that we clocked in. It's late as fuck, and you niggas out of luck. Sleep when they hit me like a bread truck. Sleep when they hit me like a bread truck. Recording this late, it motherfucking sucks. But we dedicated. Hey, I need some head, I'm here. Hey, bitch, because we dedicated. That shit so great, I ate it. Hey, hey, little bitch. Ricky in this bitch. Chris in this bitch. Benny in this bitch. Benny in this bitch. Holy Spirit in this bitch. Hey, hit him with a wool. AKA the wolf foot. Ball foot. Boy.
Whoosh.
Hit them with the
whoosh.
Throw it in the air and whoosh. One more time, hesitate.
Whoosh.
That is a beautiful beat, bro.
I'm not going to lie.
That was our best one ever.
That was our best intro.
That was very smooth, clean.
That is.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
What's your name, bro?
T-Dot,
bro.
T-Dot in the building.
Nigga came through with the champagne and off top. We finished the bottle before you fuck niggas got here.
Yeah. What time is it? It's fucking 2
don't, even, don't even talk about it.
That brand new pink Bel Air Rosé. Shout out Empress Ro.
Whoa. Empress brought the bottle through. Y'all niggas ain't.
Nah,
fuck,
man. Nigga, I'm just saying.
Empress brought. I fucking
she
ate
hold
the,
it down.
I ate the cookies from weirdness. Fuck y'all, boys. I ate all the libations.
It's not my fault. It's my fault that I'm late, just so you guys know. Again, it's my fault.
As long as it's my fault, It's all right.
It's always her fault.
I know.
She's out here defending herself.
It's a good day. How you niggas feel?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Amazing.
I'm angry how good you niggas feel. I've got to measure with joy. Fuck y'all boy. Ben, how you feel? What'd you do today, brother?
I just woke up, had breakfast. A pretty relaxing day. I ain't do much.
Fuck you. Let's fuck with you today. What was in your breakfast, bitch? What type of breakfast beat does Benny use?
I had eggs, hash browns. And for lunch, I had salmon. I've been staying away from red meat and chicken.
For how long?
For the last month and change.
They say when you drop red meat, you drop weight quickly. How's that fared for you? Have you seen any difference in your body?
I've noticed a 6-pound drop in weight. About 6 pounds.
In a month?
How do you feel having all that waste removed?
I mean, I don't feel as sluggish throughout the day.
Mm.
That I feel for sure.
It's only going to get better, bro.
Okay, well, welcome to Partial Veganism. Niggas, we welcome you. This is a transitional period.
You talking about we.
Nigga, we here.
Nigga just ate chicken.
Nigga just ate chicken. We here. Vegetarian delight. We welcome you. When I'm here, I'm a spokesperson, bitch. Whether or not Chris want one, nigga. He got spokespersons for this shit. The fuck? Jello had Bill Cosby. You got us, nigga.
You got us.
Ricky, what'd you do today, bro?
I just spent all day with Aria today. I didn't do shit. Literally, not a fucking thing. Although I did get invited to a barbecue, and niggas didn't bring me a plate. I asked Plus to bring me a plate back. Chris just left, and Plus sent me some fucking gift that said as if. And I was like, he's just playing. When I pull up, he's going to have a plate for me. He had absolutely nothing for me.
Zero.
Why do people think that I'm joking about being a terrible person? I'm really not nice.
I even said in the text that I'm hungry. I thought there was a little bit of decency inside of you. Somewhere in there.
You're coming from home.
He said he was hungry.
Little bitch.
That's not none of your concern. If I ask you for something, just fucking do it.
Little bitch.
That's ridiculous. What's the point of being in a relationship if you're still hungry? What's the point? What are the perks? What are the perks? They told me if I sign up for this shit, I'll be fed and fucked. What's going on?
They told me.
That's what they.
Did you say fed and fucked?
That's what they advertised.
Title.
Get a girlfriend. They'll feed you, fuck you. Just don't cheat. Aren't those the rules?
No, she wasn't home all day.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Those days are hell for me. Me and Ari don't eat.
So then what? Your kitchen is just empty? That's crazy.
Nigga, I don't get up. I don't do shit. That's one of the perks of having a girlfriend. You don't have to do shit. I'm hungry.
Oh, in a perfect world. Oh, I almost said something problematic.
Almost. You always do, bitch.
Because I was going to say, like...
I hate those little pauses.
I'm going to smoke. You have to wait.
While you're smoking, dog, put your fucking pinky down, nigga. What the fuck are you doing?
You look so fucking sassy. What's wrong with you?
Sassy bastard.
Sassy smoker?
Sassy smoker's good.
Sassy smoker's a good one.
We have like 3 titles of sassy. Pinky's up is class. Fucking mongrels.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Christopher, bro, what did you do today besides from witness a crime?
I'm fucked up right now. I'm fucked up, bro.
Man, listen.
No, hold on. I don't think it could ever end well with you two together. It's not a good mix.
Me and Chris, our pre-party began a lot. We've been at this shit for a long time. I'm just trying to hold it together right now, guys.
This nigga hit me. This nigga hit me up at like 9, talking about he was done. I'm like, nigga, didn't you have a show tonight?
Man,
what the fuck you done so early?
Let me tell you.
The
Cuban nigga finessed me. When he booked me, he said, hey, I need you for 15. I'm like, cool, put up a little 15. He said, hey, my friend, can you do 45? Like, bitch.
45, shit. Does the pay change when they do that?
No, the pay change. It's just what I had prepared has to change also.
Are you funny?
I hate that shit.
Nigga, I mean, encore.
I did 30 for him. I ain't do that 45. Fuck you.
Encore. Encore. Bring the ball guy back.
I did 30. I tried out some new shit that worked. I did this joke about Puerto Rico having more English-speaking Uber drivers than fucking Miami does. I did a joke about going to jail in Puerto Rico, which was really, really, it went well tonight. Because I performed in front of Puerto Ricans, so they like Puerto Rican jokes.
Shout out all the Puerto Rican listeners.
All four of you, what's up?
All the ones in New York.
Oh, I forgot. All 86,000 of you.
Pause.
I'm gonna keep this shit going.
I'm so high right now.
We can tell.
Today, literally all I did today was play video games and then do this show. That's all I did.
Yeah, today was a real chill day.
What game was you playing?
This is a game called Apex.
I keep seeing that everywhere. What is that?
You played this shit?
I can't stop.
What is it?
It's like grown up
version of Fortnite.
It's grown up Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing people tweeting about Apex. Oh, what the fuck is that?
I'll be up late murking these puss ass fuck niggas.
It's off PS4?
If any of you fuck niggas want that smoke, little bitch. Pull out in these DMs. Can we get a smoke for you? Fuck niggas. Big choppers. Big shotguns. Big pumps on you. Fuck niggas.
Hey, man, relax. Relax.
What are you talking about? Ain't no Madden. Ain't no NBA 2K. Just shooting the fuck niggas. That's all that is. That's all that exists. Puss ass ops.
Niggas on like 15 right now.
Relax, dog.
Alright. I'm gonna try and get into some mature conversation off rip to settle this down.
Yeah, right. This show doesn't do that. Fucking mature.
Your 17-year-old squares up with his mom. Not hits her, but squares up. Is that enough for you to clean him?
Knock his fucking block off.
What happened?
Just
you see this nigga, this huggy bear nigga. What happened?
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. I knocked his fucking block off. What happened?
Why did he square up?
Because he wanted to die. So I knocked his fucking block
off. Why did he want to die?
What if she said something terrible that she shouldn't have? That really hurts his feelings. Is he justified?
No.
Okay.
Because at 17, I would have instilled in my son that you don't really let people use words to take you out of.
There's no good enough reason to square up, though. Like, you ask why, as if you could hear a reason that's going to say, okay, I get it.
But I'm saying, you ain't never get hit and just off reflex square up. You're not necessarily.
So then, if she hit him and he.
If she just, your wife can hit harder, your girlfriend can hit
harder. Harder than they think they can hit.
Exactly. So she swung on him and it's like instant, he's just like, wait. It might not be, you know what I'm saying? The right of way reason to whoop his ass.
If he flinch, reflex, square up, you still clean him, Ricky?
Still cleaning him. Still.
Just, bitch, don't react in front of your mother.
Don't you ever. That's just not even a thought.
Just to teach a lesson?
Just to teach a lesson.
I'm not saying don't jump on him, but you can't clean him.
I'm cleaning
him. If he gets hit, you can't clean him, bro.
You gotta clean him.
You know the beatings my mom's giving me? I ain't never flinched or squared up once. I already know what time it was. That's an L you're going to have to take.
Nah, but it's not a beating. I'm talking about like a punch in the face.
Yeah, because when you clean a nigga, you being into a L1.
Yeah.
When you getting a beating, you've already submitted in a sense.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm raising my children to respect your elders, respect your parents. So that shit is unacceptable.
You have girls. Is that different? Like, if your daughter squares up with her mother.
If it's my daughter, I'm going to have a conversation with them. And I'm gonna let the mother handle them.
So then,
I'm going to be in my wife's corner and say, whoop that hoe, bae. Whoop that trick.
Your daughter is that
whoop that trick.
Any woman fighting my wife is that hoe.
That hoe, that trick.
Beat her fucking ass.
So, Ben, is that enough for you to clean your son?
It is. Don't raise your... You raise up your set against your mother? I don't care how bad she hurts your feelings.
Bro, a set does not necessarily mean offense.
This is the real world, though. Your feelings are going to get hurt. Get used to it now.
I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying the set doesn't mean y'all I'm playing offense now. I was like, yo, you hit me. Wait a minute. I got to put my hands up. I don't know if you're going to hit me again. Listen, I got to block
you. You got to hit the wall. Nine times out
of ten. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, his mom is going to be a shapely woman. She's not going to be that quick. Just run. Just run. You ain't got to engage in a whole ass fight with your mom. What's wrong? What type of man are you?
Bro, you from the Caribbean. You know, like I know, every parent got that shoe.
But you're going to have to take that.
That heat-seeking
missile. I don't call it a ketchup bottle. Run if you want to. I don't call it a shoe to the back of the head. All types of projectiles.
You hear how Haitian Ben is? We said square up. Ben said fight your mom. That's what they get on the phone and say.
That's true.
We just said square up. Ben's already saying, hey,
he's
did you hear?
To fight.
Ben Jr. tried to fight his mom today. Did you hear?
Because all the Haitians... You're Haitian. You're Haitian. But, as soon as little nigga throw his set up, the parent gonna be like, oh,
hey Ben,
what bat moi?
Ovin Gume? Anavono.
Hey Ben, what bat moi?
I'm not your friend in the school. I'm not your friend.
I'm not your friend. Shut up.
That's every Caribbean parent's line. I ain't one of your goddamn friends.
What do you think me and my friends do?
Yeah. My dad used to say that to me all the time. You think I'm one of your little friends? I'm like, what? No. I don't think you're one of my friends. You don't talk nice to me, you're not friendly at all.
My mother has been half the size of all of my friends for years. Your little friends. Mother.
Where do you come? Come on. They're all bigger than you, lady. Get out of here.
Your little friends. Your little and Stitch friends.
You think I'm one of your little niggas?
So everybody's cleaning their son.
Fuck yeah.
And having a conversation with your... So then, Ben's encouraging the beating of his daughter. You're talking to your daughter.
So why are you bringing that violence to your son and not your daughter?
Yeah, I mean, because it's
different. I think it's a little bit different when you're 17 years old. I'm not going to knock my daughter's block off. 17 years old. But my son, I'm taking his head off his fucking shoulders.
Why?
Cause nigga, I'm not raising no fucking Chris Brown, nigga. You ain't gonna be fucking right here. If you could throw your setup at your mom, it's no telling what you could do to another woman.
Ooh,
fuck out of here, man. You're not doing that shit. It's not happening.
Wait a minute. Give him a bomb. That's all right.
It's been a while.
That's all right. It's been a while since you got one, you son of a bitch. That is all right. You taught him a lesson, not just for his mother, but for all the women in the future he may encounter. That if I lift my hands up at a woman, my father may come around from the bathroom and knock my block off.
Niggas forgot I'm a Joe Jackson fan. Knocking his fucking block off. That shit is unacceptable, man. Unacceptable.
It's not acceptable at all.
At all.
I don't think violence... I think violence just begets more violence.
I just got a visual of Ricky with the perm, like, beating Aria into me walking in the room.
She might be the golden child, so I might have to. she's been showing me some signs that she's talented, so I might have.
Imagine Ricky's face if one day he walks to the bathroom and his daughter's just singing like an angel.
Oh God. I'm calling Barry Gordy so fast.
Barry, I got this is my seventh time calling you today. But we got one. I
Stop
mean
what
it
you're
time.
Doing.
Aria, God.
Chris, what do you think makes you a good parent? What are the attributes of a good parent?
I'm willing. I think that's one of the most important attributes. You got to be willing to make the effort. I'm willing to do what it takes to like maintain a positive relationship with my children. Yeah. Go ahead and timestamp that one. But
that can't be the only single one.
I mean, I feel like that covers most of them. Like being willing to make sure I'm at every soccer game, being willing to make sure I'm there if anything happens at school. Like, you know what I'm saying? In moments of like his moments of need, I'm willing to be there. A lot of people aren't willing to do that, and that's why they aren't.
Richard, what do you think makes you a good parent?
Knocking your son's block off when he fucking tries to raise up at your mom.
Hallelujah.
good parent is someone who I think being there for your children at all times, whenever they need you, even when they don't need you, you're still there for them, providing for your children, talking to your children.
Here's what I want. I want you guys to talk about this with the same enthusiasm we discuss pussy. Because the energy is low here, guys. No, we're talking about children and loving our kids and personal attributes. I just think that whenever you want a parent, talk about some pussy. Hey, guys! I just want some enthusiasm here, guys.
I'm very enthusiastic about it. You just don't like my answers. You want me to be an asshole.
I'm talking about good parenting. I don't want you to be an asshole.
No, I'm just telling you, that's what I think makes a good parent. Like, what do you mean? You want me to shout her from the fucking mountaintops? Be a good parent! Love your kids!
Okay, fucking Danny Tanner. What is it like to be a good dad, motherfucker?
You got the Danny Tanner jeans.
These Levi outlet jeans, you mean?
Wrangler on my booty.
Who the fuck let him on stage like that?
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? These jeans are the latest in fashion, bitch.
Why would they crease this so much?
That nigga just left the dry cleaner, dog. He was trying to kill that set that night.
Those shit stood up by themselves.
By the fuck himself,
dog. Wait till they see these creases. God damn it.
He jumped in those jeans. He didn't have to put them on. Oh, shit. But no, man. As far as your kids go, man, I think that's... Because, you know, too, like, I think all of us are raising our kids differently than how we were raised, because our parents, like Caribbean parents, they don't really talk to you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at all.
So it's like, you know, with me being a parent now, I'm understanding the importance of actually talking to your kids, because children have a lot to say.
So it's interesting because, like, for example, like, you know, when you're being raised, you don't really have an opinion or, like, a say-so in household matters. So it's like when I watched the boy deal with his mother, like, she's just, there's a lot of things that she asked him to do that, like, as a kid, like, I was never asked to do. Like, I remember, like, we had some food in the house, and she was like, oh, well, he doesn't want to eat leftovers today. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? Make him eat the fucking food. Yeah. What are you talking about? There's food here. Yeah. Make him eat the, what do you mean he doesn't want to eat leftovers today?
Right.
You choose what
What
you
the mean? Fuck are you talking about here?
He doesn't want to
eat. You
got
a menu in here?
What the fuck? What the... Bro, sit here, put the fucking food in your face, or don't eat.
That's it.
When the fucking authorities come here, I tell them that bitch, I gave him food. And he didn't what want the it. Fuck?
Look, he's right there.
Right there.
As a matter of fact, he didn't want it. Do you want it?
Do you want it?
I would hate to let it go to waste.
Because, like, we have to remember that these kids are motherfucking kids. There are some decisions and some things that can't be left up to them.
Right.
Some shit you have to strong arm. But, I mean, my son already does know. I mean, like, he knows what he likes. He knows what he doesn't like. He just doesn't know what's fucking good for
him. Well, that's the thing. A lot of kids really, they really don't. But I think some parents, like in that case, a lot of parents, especially mothers, they kind of let those kids get away with shit like that. Like, nigga, you don't have that option. This is what we have in the house. This is what the fuck you got to eat. Now, does that make you a bad parent by doing that shit? I don't think so. By telling your kid you have to eat that?
Nigga, if I let this nigga, he would eat chicken nuggets and cookies forever.
Ever. Forever.
If I let this nigga.
Malia asked for the same thing every night. Malia, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat tonight? Rice and beans. She only wants rice and beans from Pollo.
You have a good child. That's the kind of kid that I want.
Every night. She doesn't eat.
I have a chicken nugget ass boy.
I'd be wanting to go to McDonald's down the street to get her the chicken nuggets. No, I don't
spend
want that.
Spend that five.
Good, she's smart. Fuck you trying to feed my daughter McDonald's for a dog.
That Haitian ass baby wants that D and sauce.
She wants that D, dog. Every night.
Rice and beans is good for a baby. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of food, this is interesting to me. Right? Because you wanted me to make you a plate. Fuck you. You're asking somebody to make you a plate at a barbecue, What is your ideal plate? How is it designed?
Normally, I want a lot of chicken, a lot of meat. I want some macaroni. Yeah, pause. Major pause. I want, so of course, you got to have some macaroni in there, or some macaroni salad, some potato salad. Ugh. You got to have some rice in there. You said at a barbecue?
Barbecue.
And that is on a separate plate. I got to have the hamburgers, the hot dogs.
Yeah, nigga.
When I go to barbecue, I pack away. You I pack die? Away food for the week.
You trying to die?
I'm trying
it's
to
just a barbecue.
Trying to survive, nigga.
For the next 2 days.
For real.
Going something into hibernation there. Or something?
Exactly.
That's nuts.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, like, today when I asked you for that plate, that's kind of what I was referring to. Yeah. Instead, I got nothing.
That's what you deserve.
I pull up here, this nigga gave me a box of cookies.
I could have gave you nothing.
I was going to say, that was pretty. It's only because I didn't eat those cookies.
I could have given him fucking nothing.
Actually, it wasn't from you, bitch. It was from, shout out to Weirdness. She made the podcast cookies, fucker.
Handed them to me. Fucked up. Ben, what is your ideal plate? How does someone make you the best plate ever?
Oh, my gosh. I definitely need Haitian mac and cheese.
Because not all mac and cheese is good.
No, it definitely isn't. I don't want that corporate potluck mac and cheese.
That's just trash.
I want the Haitian mac and cheese. And barbecue chicken is always a must. but these days, Maya's mom made some tilapia, my brother.
Oh,
At Malia's birthday party, pool party.
That oh, my amazing. God. That was the best tilapia I've ever had.
Every single time I go to a barbecue. That I might have amazing. To replace the barbecue chicken with the tilapia that she made.
That shit was amazing. Damn.
And some rice. Mashed potatoes is needed as well. That's my ideal plate.
Well, I'm not eating carbs no more, so I can't even eat the rice.
Man, it's hard for me to turn that down, man. I'm Haitian. It's hard to turn that down, dog.
Chris, the
you
last
tell
time.
Tell an Asian person not to eat rice? That's what it is for us.
My heart is palpitating listening to the amount of meat you niggas would eat at a barbecue.
Pause.
Chris, the last time you were at a vegan barbecue, what was your ideal plate?
Mac and cheese, breadfruit salad, vegan barbecue. My bad, bro. I told you this.
Nigga turned into AB tonight.
It's been a long night, bro. But, yeah, mac and cheese, breadfruit salad, barbecue vegan ribs, some sort of greens.
I imagine all of it, one way or another.
Yeah, and RC Cola.
Ooh, get specific on them, boy.
Yeah, RC Cola, because you know you don't get a Pepsi or a Coke.
I need that Sheck.
Yeah, Sheck.
You know, I just wonder, Haitians call it Sheck. Could it just be Czech?
It's Czech, but they don't know how to speak good English.
I've been calling that shit Czech my whole life.
But you know what? You know what? Shout out to the people at Czech, because they have the widest variety of flavors.
What? It's crazy.
It's insane.
They put together the most, it's like strawberry, pineapple, mango, cola. What?
Cream soda.
Does Winn-Dixie have like the Czech contract? I don't see it anywhere else.
I think they made Czech. They made it. Like, I think they made it.
They don't know that they've changed barbecues and cookouts around the world.
They have.
And Haitian funerals are sponsored by Czech. By Czech and Sadness.
Big up to them, even though Czech cola goes flat in 2 days.
Two seconds.
As soon as you open it.
If you take a deep breath, if you don't drink it once you open it, if you talk,
you have to finish. You have to swallow it in one gulp.
Finish it within the next 5 minutes, bro.
My cousin used to call it race car soda because on the cover, I guess at one point it was a race car driver on it. He's like, I want the race car soda.
we do have to pay an ode to the Haitian sodas that just have no name. Like, what do you call Gwinnett?
Yeah.
Gordon Egg just means big man. There's a red soda with a cock swole nigga on the cover. I don't know what that shit is called. There's no name on the can.
There's another drink that my mom brought over from Haiti one time. They call it Grand Manger or some shit like that.
God knows.
It's like a tall ass champagne cola. And my mom was like, she was astonished because I finished it in like 30 seconds.
Have you guys been put on to Goombe Punch?
Yes.
You've had Goombe Punch, man.
Remember we said you've not been put on a Goombe Punch?
Nah, man. Y'all niggas don't be sharing the culture with me. I be having to go on missions to discover shit.
That's not even us.
A word?
It's a Bahamian soda. That shit.
So all my Bahamian friends not sharing the culture.
Oh, my God, fam. That's just delicioso.
Fuck that shit up. Thank you. Pass that. The libations. Well, yeah, that shit's good as fuck.
That watermelon soda, what is it called?
Watermelon?
The one with the black kid on the
that
front.
That black ass, yeah.
It's in the same family with the Gorneg, Jupina. Look,
but Jupina has a name.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Jupina like, when you go to, like, after Haitian church and they selling the patties, those are the sodas that are available. Yep. The Jupinas, the Gorneg, the...
If you don't have a watermelon soda at watermelon, your funeral...
The Coco... What's
Cocorico.
The...
Cocorico is disgusting.
It is
disgusting.
You made a coconut soda.
That's dumb.
Come on, man.
That was dumb.
Who the fuck thought this? Are we gonna fuck him up with this one?
It was either Haitian, Jamaican, Bahamian, or Spanish niggas that came up with this shit.
Check something.
Nah.
When you go to Haiti, there are literally 677 uses for a coconut. They would do things with coconuts you have never seen.
Right.
Fucking soda being one of them, apparently.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Coconuts.
You know what? You know what used to be good too. I remember eating as a kid. Your mom making tablet.
Oh man!
Oh, it's like good. Haitian peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's a little rougher.
Brittle. Yeah. you'll break about three or four of your teeth.
You need good teeth to eat that shit.
My mom used to have it shipped over from London, as my grandmother's in London.
Yeah, because I'm sure everybody has.
Do they know 21 Savage?
I'm sure they do.
Good day, Mike.
I used to get tablet from the food giant. It's not there no more, man.
I don't think any food giant.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a while. Shit.
Damn, I'm that old.
They died.
They used to be at Zuby too.
Speaking of died, Ben, should you stop somebody who wants to commit suicide?
Should I stop somebody who wants to commit suicide?
Like, if somebody genuinely, actively thinks that they should just end this shit, I'm better off, everybody's better off if they end this shit, like, do you think we have a right to tell them to stop?
I'm not going to lie. I may stop and try to talk to that person. Try to get them, or try to understand, like, what it is that they're going through and try to get them to maybe see another outcome, another alternative, seek out another way to take care of their issue. What's so funny about it?
What if they give you a good reason?
Because I'm thinking about what my response is going to be.
What if he gives you a good reason, like, bro, I can't stop thinking about little kids. I just want to kill myself to end this shit.
Wait, say that again?
I can't stop thinking about little kids. I just want to kill myself to end this shit. What do you say to that, man, to talk him off the ledge? I'm so curious.
First of all, that's specific as fuck.
You should just let him do it. I'm trying to create a scenario where you just say, go ahead, bro, kill yourself. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm crafting a scenario.
That's a pedophile, dog. Like, no, come on, man.
So then his life isn't worthy of being saved? I just want to clarify.
And I mean, I'm not going to say how I feel about the situation, but yeah, I don't think so, no.
It's not up to
that's
me.
That's an active pedophile, I'm saying. Not like somebody who's having mental problems. Somebody who's acting on those problems, kill yourself.
This is a nigga who found a solution, is what it sounds like.
I don't think it's up to me to decide what his justice is.
No, of course it's not. The only thing that you get to decide is whether or not you interfere.
Well, I'll try to talk him out of killing himself. Because maybe there is a greater form of justice, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know. That's a crazy-ass scenario, to be honest, but I may still talk to him. I may still talk to him. Because you're technically, you're not supposed to kill yourself. That's not how life is supposed to go.
Why not?
I mean, it's, you're supposed to live it.
Why?
Because you're not, you're not placed on this earth just to, okay, I'm here. All right. Now I'm I decided I don't want
to
be here.
You didn't decide that you were, it wasn't up to you to be here. So you don't get to decide when you leave here.
That's bullshit logic. What do you mean? I get to decide everything else.
No,
I can't decide when I leave this shit.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's life, not man. The purpose for life.
No one knows that,
that
purpose
is literally
for life.
The diametric opposite of what life is. You decide to kill yourself. That's not life.
No one can decide that. You can't say what life is.
Based off of what you're saying, yes.
No one's clear what life is.
I mean, I just feel like, I don't know. I just can't see myself killing myself or offing myself. I don't care how bad life gets.
I think I'm
How can I see the, how can I make it right if I kill myself?
No. I'm not saying kill yourself. I'm saying that, like, I just couldn't, depending on the reason, I don't know if I could always see myself interfering with somebody who wants to kill themselves. Like, if you have a good reason to, it's your absolute fucking right.
But why not recommend therapy or something?
You say what?
Why not recommend therapy?
Therapy isn't this magic wand that fix shit.
I'm not saying it'll fix shit, but damn, bro, you just gonna tell a nigga like, oh, bro, you definitely
killed yourself. No, if a nigga come to me and say, I'm thinking about killing myself, I say, why? He give me something that I deem as solid. Brother, drink bleach.
Now, I wanna respond directly to what you said before you engaged Chris. It's definitely his right to determine whether or not he wants to live. He can decide to kill himself, I guess, just by us having free will. Just on a very basic level. But it's also my right to exercise some form of humanity.
Absolutely.
I'm going to choose that.
Sure.
I'm going to choose that.
If you define humanity as that.
Yes. Because it's subjective. That's one of the ways in which I feel
because
like.
I don't want to bully no motherfucker into staying alive. Especially when I can't offer you some shit. I can't offer you a solution. Just stay alive because that's what we're supposed to do. Nah, fam. Drink bleach. Ricky, should you stop people from committing suicide when they want to?
You should interfere if you know you feel like this, depending on the situation. Some situations you just nothing you can do about, but I think you should always try to interfere when someone's trying to end their life. But for me, if it's someone like how you said with Ben, if it's a pedophile, go ahead and kill yourself, man. You've ruined more lives by doing what you were doing anyway, so it's better, you're better off dead. Kill yourself.
How do you guys feel about euthanasia? Like allowing the people who are terminally ill to just kill themselves if they want.
They're trying to see if that can be some type of...
Oh, it totally fucking shouldn't be.
Yeah, a law totally to where they can be. Do that, choose to do that.
Do you think people should have the right... People, terminally ill people, you think they should have the right to pull that trigger themselves? Pull my plug, Benson. Pull that shit. In high school, I worked in a nursing home, bro. I remember I would walk through the hallways. Hey, Miss Ethel, how you doing? Oh, you know me, just sitting here waiting to die. That's literally the answers they give you, bro.
You know, it's crazy because me, Amos, and Jeff, we all worked at Aventura Hospital. And Aventura Hospital, the demographic there is older, is an older hospital. So that's what they're known as, an older hospital for older patients, Jewish people. And the top floor had a hospice, which is where they would send all the patients that were pretty much, there's no hope for them, they're going to die.
Get doped up.
And that's literally what they would say. Like, we'd go there, you know what I'm saying, talk to them about you're going to take a certain test today, blah, blah, blah. There's no need for that, young man.
I'm
I'll
just trying
be
to
dead
die
by Wednesday morning.
Fuck out of here. Y'all don't want to talk all this shit.
This lady knew that her exact date of death. She would tell me all the time, like, I'd come in and she'd be like, I'm dying in 2 weeks.
Bro, that has to be so much better than not knowing, bro. Fuck. If I'm fucking 77 and know that I got 4 more days, that's fantastic.
I used to think that I would never wanted to know until I met these people. The lady told me that it's better that she knows, because she's like, she's preparing her. She's allowed the opportunity to prepare herself. She's making peace with everyone she needs to make peace with. She's asked for forgiveness.
Like, bitch, what else is left?
Yeah, so she's just...
No, I was just going to say, and I got two things to say about that. One, that's why I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a slippery slope to allow them to make that decision, because how do we know it's not emotionally charged? And how do we know it's not like a full-on, like, cognizant and fully aware decision for them to be like, okay, I want to die now.
And emotionally,
what if they wake up the next day saying that, you know, I want to spend the rest of the time that I have to, you know, be with family?
If you do this right, they won't wake up the next day.
God damn it.
No, but, like, what makes an emotionally charged decision the wrong one?
We don't know. That's like, why I'm not going
to. Because
it's in the moment, dog.
There's, like, nothing wrong with the in-the-moment emotionally charged decision.
To end your life, nigga.
But here's the flip side to it. You go, like, I've seen it where they get sent to hospice and they're saying that it's over for them. And then I've seen it where they get out of hospice. You know what I'm saying?
That fucking 2%? I guess it's always the 2%.
It's not always.
Most niggas in hospice die, fam.
I don't care if it's 0.1%. That's 2%. That's a lot of life that's saved, man.
Give me the button.
So out of those two, Jesus.
I'm trying to picture myself being 86 with stage 75 fucking prostate cancer, and niggas trying to tell me to live. Give me the fucking button, cuz.
You know what? That was the second thing that I was.
That's different, though.
Because I remember Plus telling me one time at work, he told me that he doesn't want to live past 70.
That's the one, bro. That's the one.
Like, he just wants to just die randomly at the age of 70.
I have worked in a nursing home. That's getting old.
That's just miserable.
That's just miserable. It's miserable. It's not sweet. What else is there for you? What, do you want to see Jesus come back? Take a nap, man. Take a knee. Fuck.
Take a knee.
Shit. Take a knee, bro.
That might be a good title.
I don't know why niggas want to live forever. That shit always seemed real stupid to me.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was working at the hospital, at that hospital, I was just like, dog, when I get old, this is going to suck. And you know, it's crazy that you said that about 70. That ain't that long for us, dog. That's not that long for now, bro.
By the time you're 70, your children, God willing, have their shit together. You have seen a few decades. Like, yeah. Imagine the condition that my liver and lungs are going to be at 70.
Yeah. If I'm, like, living on a machine or I need some type of assistance to just do the basic functions of life, I think I'm with you on that. Like, come on, man. I ain't trying.
Episode 6,800.
Fuck you talking about?
Man.
Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis, nigga.
I got, I got an Alzheimer's in my family. I do not want none of that shit.
Yeah, man.
Be at the house bringing up the names of old hoes. Oh. Oh.
Like, where are you?
Meredith, come here.
Somebody get Brenda in here. What happened, y'all?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be a grumpy old man, too. I'm going to be an insufferable old man.
We're grumpy young men.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be insufferable when I'm old, dog.
No one's looking like forward me. To that, though.
Huh?
I am looking forward to that.
To what?
Being able to say and do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
When I'm old.
Just chilling.
Being a complete dick.
Talking shit all fucking day long. Well, I do that now.
I can't remember whose joke it was who said that once he turns 70, he's just going to do every drug because fuck it, he made it.
Yeah.
Coke, weed, crack, heroin.
Shit, at that point, he might as well. You're already going to look like you've tried every drug. You're going to feel like it, so do it.
Getting old sucks dick, bro. I don't want to.
Oh, it sucks cock.
Okay, so around the table.
Wait.
I know.
Why do we make something bad synonymous with sucking cock? I get it. I'm straight. But some women enjoy it. So it's not bad. Why do we make that synonymous as something that's negative?
Sucking dick is overrated,
you know,
I'm sure.
Because the thing is, to say something sucks, it sucks. Mm-hmm. But when you say it sucks dick, it kind of
elevates
the amount
suck.
Of sucking.
It elevates the suck.
It's never been about sucking dick.
Okay.
All right. Elevating that suck. Sucks. All right,
cool. All right. You have to have a visual of how much sucking is going on.
How much
on.
It sucks. It sucks so the much, act, there's a dick involved.
There's a dick in
If I'm thinking about that act, I mean, I enjoy to have mine. Right. I mean, okay.
So you're saying that
there's nothing that can suck more than an actual dick suck.
Ben is saying that because it's good, we should use it for good things. Like, oh, babe, you got me a new phone. This sucks a dick.
You got me. You got me. You got me. All right, cool.
Babe, that food was amazing. It sucks dick.
Point well made. Good job, bro. Good job. Good job. I work in the legal field. I can appreciate a good argument. Good job. Good job. Well done, guys.
I can imagine the confusion on Maya's face. It's like, wait, what?
Well done. You guys have outdone yourself.
Hey, fellas, if you're out there, make sure you try this with your ladies. Next time she cooks you a hot meal, take one bite and turn around and tell her, this shit sucks dick. Let her know how good it tastes.
And immediately after, you're going to be like, wait, babe, I'm sorry. Because you're going to try to beat your ass, dog.
That is funny.
Videotape it and tag us.
You guys don't do that often, but welcome. You guys made a solid argument.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, like, Ben, like, what's your ideal age? Like, how long do you want to live? How long you want to do this?
Because I'm thinking about it. What am I going to be able to do at 80? I can't run. I can't jump. Shit. I mean,
so
if I laugh too hard, I may die.
So does it really depend on the shape you're in at that age?
Yeah, I think so.
So then if you can live to a good, walk yourself, feed yourself, wipe your own ass until you're 90, you're doing it?
I think I might do it.
So that as long as you're able to wipe your own ass and walk, you're in the game.
Yes, the second somebody has to wipe my ass.
Take you out.
Unplug me.
For me, it's when it hurts to live. When it hurts to be alive. Dodges.
That's where I draw the line.
We should kill yourself right now.
I wake up in pain. I go to sleep in pain. I eat in pain. I shit in pain. Hey, man, pull the plug.
Come on, bro.
If there's no plug, find one to pull. Get me out of here, man. Aria, will you hand me the Clorox over there? Fuck it.
Do you think it's fucked up to ask somebody to help you kill yourself?
If you love me, you'll do this for me. I'm hurting here. Don't you see? I'm hurting.
Because I told, like, my mother, like, always gives these rules. I'm like, old lady, no matter what happens, I'm not pulling a plug on you. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not pulling any plugs on you, old lady.
My mom always said it's a blessing to be old. Like you shouldn't take it lightly. Like, it's a blessing. And also, let's just say we're not making light of suicide. This is just jokes, because I know people are.
But we haven't made any jokes about suicide.
No, I'm saying, like, because we've mentioned that we're laughing, so some people could, whatever. My mom always said that being old is a blessing. So, I mean, I don't mind it, I guess, but I just don't want to be that. I've seen so many old people that are just struggling to just breathe, dog. Like, to me, that shit sucks, man. Like at that point, it's like, why?
How many machines and meds do you want to be on to live? Like, just before this shit?
Yeah. Bro,
I don't want to shuffle across the room.
Some people can't even shuffle across the room.
I don't want to shuffle. The day I shuffle, it's just... Put me in a duffel.
What the fuck is the matter with you people? What the fuck is the matter with you guys, bro? This is why.
Put me in a duffel. Oh, that's stupid.
We have now reached... the this or that section of our program. Of our glorious program. This is when we take the time to compare things, whether it's this or whether it is that. Ben, if you will please. A. Nigga. A. Nigga. Chris, you look stuck, brother. This. Crick.
Crack.
Crack.
Ben.
That. Big. Mac. Mac. Six. Rack. Big.
Back.
Okay.
I'm holding on.
So, what are we doing here? better Negro spiritual, the Cha-Cha Slide or the Swag Surf?
Mm. Ooh, god damn. Wow.
I brought the choppers for you bitch ass niggas today. Wow.
Negro spiritual is a great title. That's beautiful. I have to go with Swag Surf.
Listen.
Because if you're ever at a party and you see what that song does to you, like when the Cha-Cha Slide comes on, it's like people just, you know, they're gonna go on, they're gonna do their Cha-Cha Slide. But what Swag Surf does to people, like what it did to me in 2008 is still what it does to me in 2019.
It brings people together, bro.
When I was constructing this question, I was trying to think, what force can I put, like, opposing, like, the fucking Swag Surf? I can't think of another song that invokes that kind of feeling.
I don't know if it was Sam or one of them little... It was one of them little niggas who said the new Swag Surf now at the parties is Finito by Chief Keef.
Sir, don't you dare.
That was them little kids said.
No. Man, Swag Surf will make you put your arms around a stranger.
It brings the community together. I've seen Swag Surf in fights and rivals.
The best part of the Swag Surf is when that shit drop, and then you see motherfuckers looking around for their friends.
Yeah.
Where are you, friend?
I'm on Hypnotic.
When those horns come in.
The whiz. Man, I got that swag. My hat matches my bag.
I'm trying to understand, was the song made for the dance? Or was the dance just a product of the song?
It probably invoked that feeling.
Yeah.
Somebody probably put their hand around their dog and they did that.
Because, bro, like, the way the song is even set up, like, those first four bars of just that light anticipation to the turn-up, because it drops like a motherfucker.
It had to have been a great studio session. I was going to say a studio session, because he says in the song, I'm on Hypnotic.
Exotic.
So,
and Patron's off in his body.
Yeah. So they was on it. So you know when you drunk, you a little more, oh, you know, with your niggas. So they probably was in that bitch. And
then, Atlanta niggas are just friendly. Anyway. Yeah. They're a friendly bunch.
Atlanta niggas are a little, you know.
I didn't mean friendly like that, oh, but okay. Sure, that too.
Man.
No, they're just genuinely nice people.
Yeah.
The Swag Surf made it to Capitol Hill, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They Swag Surf at the White House, bro.
To Capitol Hill.
It don't matter, dog. Like, I've seen all types of parties. They do it at bar mitzvahs, all everywhere. Niggas are Swag Surfing.
And now, and I
to this day.
How much you want to bet them boys don't own those royalties?
No, they don't own their music.
They don't own shit.
You see, they just withered away, and no one even knows where they are. What are they called? Player Circle?
FLY.
Free flags? Wait, flags?
FLY.
FLY.
They say Player Circle.
That's rude, man.
Some niggas from Atlanta. I don't know.
Disrespectful. Bro, because the Swag Surf literally is a historic, like, it's history.
It's historical,
bro. Our children may very well Swag Surf. And then we're going to be able to tell the story about the first time we heard the Swag Surf when it first came out.
Yes.
We're gonna tell our kids what you know about some motherfucking Swag Surf. If you don't know shit about no goddamn Swag Surf, back in Tallahassee, it must have been about 2008, 2009. About 2008, about 2009, back in Tallahassee. Hey, with DJ Bo Weezy. I mean, like it was yesterday. DJ Bo Weezy.
Damn, Bo Weezy.
Ooh, back in Baja. I mean, like it was yesterday. You niggas are running through edibles. You guys are going to perish.
Not me.
All of you.
I'm trying to stay up.
I tell you about the Swag Surf. There was this young brother I used to know by the name of Barry. Barry used to Swag Surf so hard, he might have had a surfboard his damn self. He should have had a surfboard.
Good old Barry.
Good old Barry.
Barry loved a good
Fix
Swag
Surf.
Fix your
car and Swag Surf harder than any nigga in the club.
Hey, if you're wearing one of those natural deodorants, Swag Surfing isn't for you. Go off to the side.
It's not.
With your musty ass, okay? Just
step to the side and hit the Dougie, bro.
Keep your arms tucked and Dougie.
Go to the corner, my dude. Surf to the side.
An iconic party to me is a party where at one point of the party, Swag Surf is played, then at another point of the party, Step in the Name of Love is played. That is an iconic, beautiful party. Well, money well spent for me.
And I know.
Jesus.
There is somebody's birthday tonight. reggaeton. Chris.
Yo, that Caribbean ass.
That good Jamaican cheapie. Chris?
I was like, what are we watching, man? Ben right now? What are we doing?
Do you not enjoy the musical stylings of Daddy Yankee? Is that what you're going to say?
I love reggaeton, but that's a foolish question. There would be no reggaeton if it wasn't for reggae fans.
Do they know that?
What is it that you say? Bullet.
Do they know that?
Hey.
I don't care.
You know Christopher Columbus?
They just found out.
He was Hispanic, bro.
So these niggas always been stealers.
What are you talking about?
They've always been fucking thieves.
Sanchez?
What are you talking about? It was Cristobal Columbus.
Fuck, man. Don't ever trust no nigga named Eduardo.
If he has a fuckboy part in the slick back, he's no good.
Gustav. Fuck out of here, Gustavo. Fuck you think this
Ben,
is, nigga?
Reggae or reggaeton?
I'm going with reggae, man. Come on, dog. Yeah, the reggaeton is fun and all that, but
that shit's bullshit. That shit don't stand a test of time.
It's fun. All right. It's definitely conducive to any sandbar party, but reggae is the root. It is the cause. It is the feeling. It's just reggae means more than just the rhythm and the music itself.
Does everybody here like soca?
Doesn't do that to me.
I like soca.
You like soca, Ben?
Yeah, soca's fun.
You fuck with soca?
I'm not really a big soca guy, but I vibe. I ain't gonna leave because they're playing soca.
They got like 3 songs to play soca. I'm going to the bathroom, going to the bar. If I come back out, they still on that shit. I'm
gonna be honest with y'all niggas. I'm probably the only nigga in South Florida that agrees to this, but there's never a scenario ever in my life where I want to hear reggaeton. I don't like any of that shit. Not one song. Ever.
Yeah, you probably are the only person in South Florida.
No,
I do not like that shit.
I hate reggae. I hate reggaeton.
You were at the Zumba, my nigga.
I understand.
I literally get mad when DJs start playing reggaeton. Like if you guys have been a part of me, watch my energy when that shit comes on. I literally go sit down somewhere. I hate it.
I fucking hate it. I don't vibe soca at all. When that shit come on, I don't want to play no more.
1, 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar. Oh. 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar.
Where's the Young Jeezy? Get this shit the fuck out of here.
That should be lit. Get the fuck out of here.
You a walk intro. Oh, can we please get the fuck
that's,
on?
That's dancehall, dick.
That's dancehall.
It's all the same to me. No, you understand?
Wait.
It's all the same. Okay?
Nah, you're going too far. Plus,
you're dancing on hoes to Jeezy all night. Get the fuck out of here.
When I think of reggae,
I don't think of
dancehall. I don't fuck that.
How does one differentiate dancehall from soca?
Vibes. You talking about dancehall from soca is two different type of.
The music.
A lot of that soca shit too is like carnival music too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
waving the flag around and
yeah.
A lot of steel pans.
Yeah. Bahamians do that shit, Trinidadians and shit like that. Like with Jamaicans, it's like reggae is like that Bob Marley.
No, I know a reggae. I know a soca and dancehall.
Soca and dancehall is two different.
The girls do the most of their work to dance all, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, what party are you at that you bullshitting, man? And I know you bullshitting because I've seen you doing fucking dance hall dances.
Not because I'm enjoying it.
After,
Now listen, please.
This nigga's on the river, on the bank. All the way down the fucking party, fucking lit as fuck.
Because you're musically inclined, plus. Like, I know that you are.
Okay.
Next time you go to an island party, a Caribbean party, and they play soca, match the tempo to any carnival Haitian song.
Same.
It's the same goddamn tempo.
So
one,
it's
two,
with fast
three,
pace?
Four. One, two,
like
three,
high energy.
Four.
Yeah.
So the same tempo.
What's dancehall?
Vibes Cartel.
Vibes Cartel.
Don't
that's
give
not
me
soca.
Artists. What is that?
It's just a vibe.
It's not carnival music.
It's not rap music. It's what
like you see how in America. If I wanted to explain what trap music is, I would use
That's what I'm telling you. That's what dancehall is. Dancehall is the trap music of Jamaica.
But I'm trying to understand what the fuck it is. Like I can tell you what makes a trap song a trap song.
Okay, like what?
Like 808s, typically drug talk about the traps, piercing snares.
Okay, so dancehall would talk about drugs, violence, women, sex.
And like, does it have a particular sound, particular instruments, particular like?
I mean, it's got its nuances since recently. Like back in the day, it
everything had you hear in a trap song. Sound.
Soca is more so jubilant.
Yeah,
like we're all together.
Yeah, let's like, go drinking and partying.
Just like carnival music.
It's carnival.
King Posse and all they.
It's carnival.
Vini Punale. Same tempo.
I know our New York listeners really fuck with Soca and dancehall. I'm sure they're gonna tweet us the fucking difference.
Yeah, but the reggaeton shit, man. Like, man, listen. If I was a DJ, I would never have that shit on my set at all, ever. Them Chicos will never hire me.
I don't play any of it.
None of that shit.
None of that shit.
I'm with you when it comes to reggaeton shit. I absolutely, as a fan of music, I hate that shit.
Plus, he's playing Boosie and Webby all night.
I'll listen to that. I listen to that other shit. That Daddy Yankee shit and all the other bullshit. Nah,
I'm not playing no dancehall, no reggaeton, none of that shit.
Oh, dancehall, you fucking now, crazy. So,
let me ask you a question. Why specifically don't you like reggaeton music? Why specifically?
It's garbage.
I think, well, one, okay, so it already helps that I don't understand your language. So it's because there are songs that I like that I don't understand. Right. However, the songs have to be flames. But with reggaeton, like, I don't like that beat. I just don't like it.
So what's the problem with dancehall?
It's the same beat every time. There's
no way you can understand Young Thug and you can't understand Vibes.
No. Right? It's not even about understanding. I understand it and don't like it. I just don't enjoy the music.
That's weird.
For me, for reggaeton, I originally hated it is because I knew they were biting off of reggae. Like, I knew they were biting it. So I have in my mindset, it's like, you niggas are, like, just jacking the whole shit.
Have you ever
heard it? And it doesn't sound good.
You ever heard ska music?
Yeah.
Yes.
My uncle's a ska artist.
Wait, is it Jamaican doing ska?
Yeah.
You could just do the real thing, sir.
I just remember myself getting so mad at one party. I was with Amos, and he was singing along the reggaeton. I was getting so angry.
Some of that shit's infectious, bro.
I'm trying to tell you.
Like, to me.
Culo is, you going to sing that shit.
Is that the Gunta Ragasso? That was like the first one ever, right?
Maybe the first one.
First one that you knew, nigga. So they went ahead and they threw Little John on there to get the little niggers involved.
The first one that DJ Last gave us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm down on gasolina. He just threw some skeets in there.
Yeah. He had to. Royalty check.
Always got to throw some skeets in there.
In summary, reggaeton. Sucks, bro. Better side dish: mac, rice, corn, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Wow. Over mac and cheese, rice, mash.
I don't like rice like that, and macaroni and cheese for me is like, whatever.
You'll find a harder time. It'll be a harder time for you to find someone to mess up some mashed potatoes as opposed to mac and cheese and rice and whatnot.
Yeah, mashed potatoes universally good.
They'll fuck up.
You
all that
really got to be a fuck up to ruin mashed potatoes.
It's universally good.
The instructions is in the name.
Add water. Stir.
Exactly. Mash the
heat.
Potato. Mash the fucking potatoes.
Serve.
That's how you make it.
Eat. Those are five steps.
What could you do to mess it up? I don't know.
Oh, not open the box. Other than that, ready to go.
Mash the box instead.
Rice. Haitians eat that shit in their sleep. Like, I'm sick of rice.
Never.
Speaking of potatoes and vegetables.
Ribs.
Hey, I said that shit. Been oh shit.
So started getting shit ready, getting shit prepared.
Speaking of potatoes and vegetables. You know, like I motherfucking know that right now, we are recording within this inner sanctum of Vegetarian Delight. We are in Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, located at 6060 Miramar Parkway.
Real music.
Miramar, Florida. 90210. Pull up.
Not that reggaeton shit.
Is this, so what's this, dance hall?
Uh-oh.
I know, that's a joke.
But you live with a pull. A bad one. I'm playing a little reggaeton. I have my moments.
I mean,
come here and get the best vegan food in the land. Come through the Garden of Eden, I like to call it.
Yeah. And if you wanna pre-order, you can always give them a call at 954-241-7402.
When Chris tells you don't bite his apples, don't bite his apples. And come here naked. Okay, we have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our
program.
You can't fight it. Okay? When you fight, it hurts more.
I'm just wearing you down episode after episode.
Because it didn't know it used to be a program.
Nope. It used to be just a podcast.
It's a podcast, you fucking ass bitches.
It's a program first.
Why fuck ass bitches?
That's hurtful. Ben, while
we're waiting, I also want to let you guys know to please go to 3150 Clothing. That one. And you can shop for some exclusive melanin merchandise right now. If you use our promo code NWO, you get 20% off of all orders, and you get free shipping. They also do same day shipping. So we recently made a post on our Instagram. Go ahead and check it out. They have all types of merchandise available: shirts, hats, buttons, jackets. I mean, you name it. They also now just launched a kids line for kids wear, so if you have your little niggers, go ahead and get them some merch as well. Again, it's 3150 Clothing. You go to www.3150clothing.com, or you can go to their Instagram page at 3150 Clothing, see what they have, place an order, use that promo code NWO, get 20% off your order.
You know, I just thought about that episode when you said Heaven's in Hair. If you use the promo code NWO, you get fucking nothing.
Oh, shit.
You're so fucking dumb.
I guess I might as well plug them here then.
Perfect timing.
Yo, as we were saying, make sure you holler at Heaven Sent Hair. Heaven Sent Hair offers 100% version 8A, 9A hair. Full laser.
Let's talk about that pussy, girl.
Frontals, closures, bundles.
Yeah.
All hair is in stock. All sets are final.
That pussy.
Call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Oh, man. Make sure you go to Heaven_SentHair on Instagram. Give them a shout. Give them a call. Order your weave. The Miami Entertainment Awards is coming up. Get your weave right. We have been nominated for Podcast of the Year. So make sure you guys look out for that. I believe tickets probably may be sold out. But at any case, go online, check it out, and support your local talent in the area. NWO code gets you nothing.
All right, Benny. Whatever you will, please drop that good music. Hey, hey, little bitch ass, oh real nigga.
Ooh,
hey,
little some real bitches.
But you
niggas.
Better ride with your boy, ride with your boy, slide with your boy, slide with your boy,
slide
with your boy, ass, oh real nigga.
Hey,
gonna modulate, you see? You want a real nigga? Ask a real
nigga.
Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a gun trick.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
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 And I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
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 And I'm fun to hit her.
Nigga.
Spliffer.
Nigga.
With my
nigga.
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 Chris.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil? Nigga, please.
You know, I just found out, well, I knew, but I just remembered that Dick Wolf also produced New York Undercover.
The fuck are you talking about?
Dog, this nigga's amazing. I just wanted to throw that out there. Beautiful song.
Okay, T. Marie, T. Marie Ann from Twitter, Lil Bay, sent us a few questions. I'm going to pick two out of the four because one of them we kind of answered last episode by default. Number one is, why do cheating ass niggas think they deserve another chance?
Real niggas fuck up, man.
You say what?
Real niggas fuck up.
Like little Michael Jackson said, oh baby, please give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Period.
Back in your heart.
So it's like, niggas fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? Give that nigga a chance, man. He might be the love of your life.
And it's not even about us deserving one.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one says that I deserve a chance, but just give it to me anyway.
Do you deserve a second chance with me?
What?
Do you deserve me letting you forgive me?
Yeah, do you deserve that? Why should I allow you to forgive me?
Here I am. Cheating is a symptom, you know.
It is. Ooh. That is a bar.
Shout out Mad Links.
Yeah.
Maybe we should address the illness, little bitch.
Maybe you're the root of this.
Communication.
Maybe if you let me have more than I'm playing.
You did this to us, not me.
Message.
They're gonna kill us on Twitter for this.
Big cat.
Her second question is, why do women think they owe cheating ass niggas a chance for redemption? I'm not asking that one. The last question is, do you guys see a therapist? Why or why not?
Yes.
And I guess, oh, you do.
We all have niggas in therapy.
Indeed, we did see therapy.
And we've been better niggas ever since. I still think therapy is a scam, but yeah.
Has anybody here ever done therapy?
No.
No.
I've done couples therapy before.
You have?
Yeah.
I think you said this.
But I was younger.
So did it work?
No, because I wasn't playing nice.
Obviously not.
You know what I'm saying? I was, come on. Come on, look at me. But I wasn't that. I wasn't receptive to it.
Don't shout out whoever that couple's therapist was.
It wasn't Chrissy, by the way. It's holla at Chrissy if you need therapy.
It is. Maybe it works when you're open and receptive. I just wasn't on that shit. Don't try to therapize me, little bitch.
Therapize.
Don't try to therapize no real nigga. Theramalize a real nigga.
I've never tried therapy. I mean, people tell me that it works, that it's good, you know what I'm saying? But for me, it just, I don't know. I don't ever see it working for me. Like, my sister's a therapist, and she tells me that it's, you know, she tells me the benefits and stuff like that, but I don't.
What do you think therapy is?
I think it's a scam.
Why?
I'm paying you, or my Florida Medicaid, whichever, is paying you to just listen to me talk. You're batshit crazy. Who are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's to say the therapist is not crazy? What makes you, because you went to school, you can tell me my fucking problems? Bitch, we all got problems. You're crazy just like me. The fuck, I'm seeing you for.
I mean, but one could say the same thing about a pastor.
Who's therapizing the therapist?
They go see therapists.
And who's seeing them?
Other therapists.
Oh, fuck that. It's a fucking scam, damn it.
For patients, if they're just seeing therapists all day.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand this, right? Because there's a doctor for every other part of the body. No one says this shit. Who's footing the foot doctor? No one does that shit for that.
Yeah, but there's science for that shit. There's no science for therapy. What's the science?
You're paying somebody to unload your problems.
There's no science for therapy.
What is the science? Like, what? That's what I'm saying. What is it? What does it do? I'm talking to you, and then based off of what I tell you, you tell me what I should and shouldn't do?
Nah, it's like you getting to unload your issues.
Motherfucker, I come here and do that shit for free.
That's exactly what I was going to
say. And then, just said he went to couples therapy and nothing came of it. No, he wasted his fucking time.
That's not what I said.
It's plus fault.
That's not what I said. What I said is I went there and I didn't give it a chance, so it didn't work. That's what I said.
Didn't give it a chance. That shit ain't foolproof, nigga. That shit's bullshit.
Nothing's foolproof.
He was busy flirting with the therapist.
Probably.
It's old white bitch.
And again, I've never
you
been.
Got no damn limits.
I've never been to therapy. I've never been to therapy, so I don't know if the benefits or not. But just from the outside looking in, this shit seems like a scam to me. And I told my sister, "Well played, go get that coin, sis." Let these niggas come in there and talk to you about their problems. Fucking bullshit.
I think it's a little bit more than talking, though. They also help you find solutions to said problems. Yeah. Not everybody can do that for you.
Not everybody has an NWOpodcast.com.
Rose.
Mm. Where they can go get merchandise, find out about our shows and new episodes.
Big shit coming, by the way. Stay tuned. Big shit coming.
Drop dick in the merch department.
Yep. Drop dick. Plus, it's confused everyone. So
I'm just looking through millions of questions. Okay. I'm
sorry. Thought he got a late text.
Literally grimacing.
Yeah, he saw his face.
Thought he got one of those late texts.
You know what I was laughing at readily today? That episode where Plus got scared.
The visuals on that is going to be hilarious.
What the fuck?
When the music kicks in and this nigga starts looking up in the air.
Niggas like this. I need to know what the fuck was going on. Okay. This. Bitch. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
This next question comes from Fashionista_X on IG.
Hey, she's the one that the dude wrote the question for. Wow. Remember? She a real nigga.
Yeah. What's something that the opposite sex does that disgusts you? Think for themselves, first and foremost. That makes me sick when you bitches want to be individuals. Ew. Ew, bitch.
Yo.
Ew. Make your own decisions. Ew.
What the hell's wrong with you, dog?
Ricky, what's something that the opposite sex does that disgusts you?
That disgusts me? How hateful they can be. Mm. There are some hateful... Women are some hateful individuals, man.
They hate better than we do.
Yeah. They put a lot more energy into being hateful than they do anything else sometimes, though. Like, they're so spiteful and... Like, you just, like, think about it. Like, even, like, when we're at school or at work, you imagine, remember all the beef and drama that could have been avoided if they just mind their fucking business? Like, women sometimes can't mind their own fucking business. Everyone's out to attack them. That bitch, you see the way that bitch walking, she don't like me. What? What are you talking about? No, I'm not even looking at you.
Ben, what's something that the opposite sex does that disgusts you?
Honestly, I wasn't prepared to answer. But I don't know, just feeling the need to just, you know, be petty.
You find pettiness disgusting?
Kinda.
And have the chunks of blood from their pussies. It's pettiness.
wait, what? Did you say chunks of blood? What the
fuck? Oh, someone else just, that blood can be chunky sometimes. It's like cranberry.
Wait. Nigga, man. What's wrong with your mind? How'd you go there?
You've never seen a pussy clot? Never, okay. Never, regardless. It's so gross. It's neither here nor there.
The okay. Pettiness.
Then you said that's so gross. You're of course. So gross, oh, I'm gross? You're fucking gross. It's where we came from, buddy.
All right.
And where we go back to every once in a while if you're lucky.
They describe it as cranberry juice. That's nuts.
Cranberry on the ceiling. This is the Carter, bitch. Welcome to my building. You said pettiness, you were saying, Ben?
Yeah, pettiness, only because I just feel like it's wasted energy. I don't know. You just continue to live your life. I mean, you continuing to live your life without paying anybody else any type of mind, I mean, I think that's a better revenge than actually trying to be petty. I don't know, whatever. I mean, I don't even put thought to this question, to be honest.
Why?
Because, I mean, people are people. We're all fucked up. I'm disgusted by you all the time.
Bitch, it's not about me, slut.
I'm disgusted by Ricky. The fact that you don't want me to eat chicken because I feel like you're disrespecting the ancestors somewhat.
So good. I still love you, though.
What if Chris, for
seriously?
What if Chris is eating chicken behind our backs?
What if you are?
You go to the back one day to surprise him, and he's down there scarfing down a 10-piece wing.
Plot twist.
Like, wait, nigga, that ain't soy.
Nigga, I got vegan chicken sandwiches and shit. I got an image up, whole bitch. Fuck you.
Over here eating chickpea patties and shit while you back there scarfing down some goddamn chicken.
Hey, better yet, you come here one day, you see Chris trashes overflow, you go throw it out, you look in there, you see Popeye bones. Like, nigga, Chris.
First of all, how dare you? Popeyes?
Like, you catch Chris chicken and he responds, "It's rotisserie." Like, come on, nigga.
The chickens were vegan.
No, I actually raised these vegan chickens myself.
This is all propaganda.
No preservatives.
They ate soy.
Bro. Skinny ass chickens.
To a Rastafarian chicken. Peaceful chickens with turbans.
Chris would be the nigga to make CBD infused chicken. Hey Rick, I got this new thing I've been working on. What's up, man? I got these chickens, you see? They got weed in them.
These chickens can't fly, but you take a bite of one of them, I bet you will. You take
Oh shit. And plus he'd be like, "Hey, let me get one of them chickens, man."
This nigga made me sound like Hustle Man.
Hustle Man the vegan food. Oh shit. Remember when Hustle Man had that bird on the stick?
I got these, what do you call them, free range chickens.
Oh, hey. That nigga was one of the funniest characters on the show, dog.
I get what you need, chief.
When he performed with the kazoo taped to a saxophone.
And see, this is why I'm so mad that white folks don't watch nigga TV, because they don't understand how iconic of a scene Pick Up the Pieces
is.
Pick Up the Pieces doesn't get the respect it deserves as an art. Shit, bro.
That shit tickled me, dog, as a 7-year-old kid, dog. And it still does today, dog.
There are a few moments on that show where you get to see Martin almost break. Right? There are a few moments where the shit so much. Like, during that fucking...
You always see Tommy laughing. He laughs all the time. He can never hold it in.
He can hold shit together. Well, the fucking Nino Brown episode, Martin could not hold this shit together. Martin could not hold this shit together.
The shit when Pam was mocking him too. He was ruined.
She killed that shit.
She killed that shit, dog.
Still to this day.
We used it on a video. Put it on one of our little
videos. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
The Superior episode, though, I think the best Martin episode of all time, has to be that Varnell Hill episode, bro.
Oh,
god damn.
That's you. When they were in L.A.?
Bro.
That's your
Martin
best one.
Broke all over that. Everything that Tommy Davidson did made Martin break.
That nigga's really funny.
Did you miss me?
Oh, I'm about to go watch that show when I get home.
Children.
Oh, my god.
That's a modern nigga sing. Come on, man.
How is that not the best sitcom ever, though? How? I don't. That has to be the best sitcom.
He was the first thing.
Scandal.
That would have been a good diss for that.
Not the show.
Fresh
Scandal,
Prince R. Martin.
It's not a good diss for that, bro.
You don't think so?
I hate when people put those shows up together. You can't. Like Fresh Prince is like a family sitcom.
Not comparing them, but those are the two that people say are the best when it comes to that category. That's why I asked.
I was watching Fresh Prince this week. I forgot how funny that shit was.
It's just funny.
I think they both displayed like excellent dynamics of like life.
Yeah.
I saw the episode where Will went back to Philly.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
And they had
you know Carlton was a very underrated character on that show. Very underrated.
He's hilarious.
You know who I thought was a great character? I really liked Hillary's. I liked Hillary's character.
Oh, Hillary. She's the dumb light skinned bitch.
Like dumb as shit, but she played daddy. She played dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
so
she,
great.
She did it so good. Yeah. Like when I heard her talk in real life, like doing an interview or some shit she was doing, I was like, wait, that's how she sounds.
I saw her in Major Pain. Like, wait, you're fucking.
Oh yeah, she was fine on that show. On that movie, she was so fine.
Major Pain's also a great fucking film.
That was a great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Those Wayne brothers are supremely talented.
That was before crack took Eddie. What's his name? I called him Eddie.
Oh, you talking about the little nigga? What's his name from Disney Channel?
Orlando Brown.
That nigga's fucked up, man.
I called him Eddie.
I don't know where you got Eddie from.
For Orlando. Eddie was his name on Raven.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
That nigga's holding on by a thread.
What do most people find attractive that you don't? What do most people find? Six packs on women, I definitely think are disgusting. And people seem to view that as the standard of beauty or health, and I guess that's cool, but I don't want a RoboCop ass bitch personally. But that's just my personal thing. If you guys want to date Brock Lesnar, by all means. If you want to make love to Kurt Angle at night, go ahead, my brother. I can't stop you. But me, I want my flabby babies. Richard, what do most people find attractive that you find not to be?
Just big-ass stomachs on women.
Okay, that's not how that works.
So I don't...
Who finds that attractive?
You do, nigga.
We're the minority. This is really the question for you Esau niggas.
It's still people.
What do most people find attractive that you don't?
Yeah, but now you're talking about the minority, but Ricky likes a certain frame of woman. So if... That would be the opposite.
There's no way you're going to flip this. So I mean,
it's
just
the opposite.
I'm just telling you, like, niggas like you like Warren Sapp. I don't like
what
Warren Sapp.
What do most, bitch? What does most people mean? Do most people like big-ass stomach on bitches?
Do most people like women with six-packs?
Yes, that's the definition of fit.
Okay, so what's the opposite of that argument?
Exactly.
That's the definition of fit.
Or having a six-pack or being healthy. You said six-pack.
That's fit. That's healthy.
No, that's don't, having a six pack.
Don't the fucking models have. Okay, the models on the fucking magazines have fours.
I know plenty of niggas with six packs that are dying.
I don't date niggas. You do what you do. It's none of my business.
Niggas, when I say niggas, I mean women too.
That's not how I was raised. I don't know what part of Miami you're from, but I don't know. That's not how we do it over here.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like. The big ass bitches, man. Them BABs away from me, man.
I know you took the FCAT 3 times. I know you did. Ben, what do most people find to be attractive that you don't?
Oh, I'm being serious now. I'm answering. Ghetto ass broads. Niggas have this sick infatuation.
Ben, please, Ben.
No. I'm being serious. Niggas have a sick infatuation with these ghetto ass city girls. Like, that shit's not cute, man. Stop it. It's just not cute. A lot. That's majority. A lot of men like that shit. Tell me I'm lying, because you do. You're one of them.
Ben. Fuck this guy. Ben. Please, litter us with some common sense.
I would say likability amongst the masses. Like people who are widely liked and just followed. Almost like, if I can make it relatable to all the young people who are listening, like people with large social media accounts, like large followings, a lot of people kind of find that attractive. Like, you like the person who everyone else likes. I think that's a very, very overrated quality in someone's character or person.
Or having a lot of followers?
Having a lot of followers and just being liked by a lot of people.
Oh.
I think it's overrated. Some people may actually flock to a certain person because of those reasons.
That's solid.
That's a better answer than mine?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Because you just came on the mic and said ghetto ass bitches.
And then he's looking at
me. No, because he's offended. He's crazy. Offended. He's offended by my answer, so he doesn't like it.
Okay. It wasn't a good one. I don't know what you want me to do for you. Ben answered the question. He heard.
I answered.
He listened.
Too.
He thought. thought, and he explained.
I answered it too.
You said some shit that was on your mind anyway. Let's talk about ghetto ass bitches. You didn't care about the question. Ghetto ass bitches was on your soul, and you spoke about ghetto ass bitches.
He just wanted to somehow segue into ghetto ass bitches. Ghetto goblins. He just wanted to say that.
He didn't give a fuck what the question was. I could have asked him, how old's your daughter? Ghetto ass bitches. Let me talk to you about ghetto ass bitches.
Oh shit. He forgot the question. Go ahead, Chris.
What do most people find attractive that you don't?
I guess surgically enhanced beauty.
Once again, another answer better than Ricky's. Continue.
Oh shit.
Like, yeah, you know, like the implants and the liposuction down.
Like, yeah, I hate
it. Was just 350 yesterday, now you're like 125. That's nuts.
Okay. My bad, dog.
And then the ass that's like, wow, out of proportion to your hips. And it just got you looking like a ant out here.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I don't like those ant looking women. Be honest,
like, I don't like that shit. That the skinny ass legs, big ass, white ass, fake booty.
Does nothing for me.
That's all you see at LA Fitness when I go to.
You see, that is weird to me. Like, you're gonna go get surgery and then go to the gym?
That's what I'm saying.
Because that's actually what you're supposed to do to kind of keep the frame that you paid for. Yeah. I guess that's what the science is behind it.
But if you was about going to the gym, you should have just went.
That's my point. If you were going to do this anyways, why spend the $15,000 for the surgery? Just go.
You have to keep working out after surgery?
Yeah, you want to keep your stomach's not going to stay flat just because you pay 15 grand to keep it flat.
And if that shit comes back out, nigga.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be no more skin to cut off.
Real shit.
So, yeah, they go to the gym and then they do the same. They just do leg day every day.
Let me ask you a question. Why don't you think men feel compelled to do some of that shit? Like, when men are bald, niggas are just bald. We find hats. When men are fat, they're just fat.
Because niggas don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, for the most part, you know, what does it matter? Like, you're going to get bitches regardless. A bald head's not gonna stop you from getting bitches. A big stomach's not gonna stop you from getting bitches. Women are different. They a lot of them define themselves based off of their looks and how their beauty.
But it's crazy because if that's true for men, it's even more true for women. Like a bald head, like these women are buying wigs and weave, but a woman with patches in her head still gonna get some play.
And
like women are getting surgeries, but a misshapen woman still gonna get some play.
And they it's sad that a lot of them don't realize that. Like the same niggas that was fucking you that's gonna fuck you with the surgery. Most of them were gonna fuck you without it.
Mm-hmm. Then again,
it's just a different kind of niggas gonna approach you now. Probably.
Men like our value isn't placed in how beautiful we are. That's unfortunately,
that was what I was saying.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Like it's not placed in beauty as it is like it is for women. So men niggas don't give a fuck. Like
because with men. Like, depending on the type of guy that we're talking about here, he can overcompensate in another area to get women.
Men are judged by their accomplishments. Like, we're never judged by looks.
A fat guy is probably going to lean on the fact that he has money to get women.
Plus, has a bald head and has gotten more pushing than any nigga in this room. And we all got hair on our head.
Wait a fucking minute.
And we all got hair. Okay. And we all have hair. All right.
T-Dog is swimming in pussy. He's not stopped fucking bitches. Like, he's literally got two bitches in the corner right now.
He's texting. He's texting pussy right now.
He can't stop.
Can't stop.
Okay, I'm gonna do one more question. Rouse. Actually, I like this question a lot. What is one stereotype that you find to be true?
Niggas love chicken.
That's the longest bomb ever. Because I usually talk through it.
That really doesn't need any explanation.
Yeah.
Ben, what's one stereotype that you find to be true?
I can't think of one
I have another one. Ghetto Goblins. All right, I'm done.
Fuck. You have to come back to me, bro. Well, the fact that niggas have to wear lotion, like we should wear lotion, we get ashier than other races.
I believe...
Fuck lotion.
Yeah, clearly. I believe the stereotype about Hispanic women being fertile is dead ass right. Oh, yeah. If she sneezes and you say bless you, it's over, fam. That's it.
Yeah.
I do believe that the majority of white people are out to kill us. I believe that as well.
You know what stereotype I learned about fat girls? Because I talk about it on this podcast. A fat girl told me, fuck you, I'm not even fat because I eat a lot. I'm fat because I don't eat. That's what she told me.
Okay.
No, I'm not even trying to be fun. Like, you should have a straight face.
Because evidence of that are about the fat fucking starving kids in Africa, right?
That's what I said. She's like, no, because I only eat once a day. It's why I'm fat. I said, well, then eat 5 times a day because you look like you do it anyway, so you should just do it. Eating the 1 time a day is not doing any good for you.
What
do you
consider a day?
I don't fucking know. So,
like just, come on, don't make excuses.
Come on, don't. That's my thing. Like, if you're gonna come on, if you're gonna be fat, just fine.
Do you?
You know what I'm saying? But don't come here. Don't fucking look me in the eye and say you're fat because you eat one burger a day. Like, stop it.
Let me tell you something. There's only one way to get fat, big dog.
Come on, man. You love to eat. That's fine.
That's one way to get fat, big dog. There's not many ways to do it.
Come on, man. Literally, she's big dog. So just
there were some exceptions. Now, there are other things that happen.
She totally tried to ruin that stereotype that fat people are, you know what I'm saying, are not always fat because they eat. Like, stop it.
Jamaicans work hard as fuck.
No, that's a true stereotype.
Mexicans work hard as fuck.
That is a fact. Haitian niggas take care of their kids.
Haitian niggas are here to take other jobs. If you let them, they will.
Yeah.
People in Haiti do eat cats, I've learned.
I just wanted to know if that was a myth or...
It's not a myth.
Okay.
They ate Garfield. They ate Sylvester. They ate Felix.
Damn, dog. So what, they skin the cat and fry it or something?
How do you catch a cat? But if you could catch a chicken,
Felix the cat is funny as well. Fried Felix.
Remember that was that? Remember that used to, that the Yanks used to try to use that as a diss.
Yeah,
that's why y'all niggas eat cat. All right.
Okay.
I've never eaten cat.
I look in the freezer, but I'm sure we don't have it.
Yeah. I'm not sure what cat you're referring to, but yeah, sure. Let's roll with that.
Okay, I grow weary. Christopher, huh? What stereotypes do you believe in with your peace, love, and happiness as?
I don't know if I believe in stereotypes, man.
None?
I believe in the watermelon stereotype because I love watermelon.
That is a watermelon, man. And chicken.
Seeded watermelon?
All manifestations of watermelon. Watermelon,
man,
soda.
I'm trying to give me that.
Watermelon lollipops.
Give watermelon me that mutated breast. Ass seedless watermelon, bro.
That nigga said watermelon breast.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Are there seeds in it? That's
women. No. Women who have women. Breasts okay. The size of watermelons. You know, yeah, the type that you guys love.
I understood. Okay.
All right, I'm shocked that went over your heads.
bomb for that.
Chris, final thought.
This guy's ruined.
Let's think of this from Elvis shit.
I think the sun's coming up, dog.
Oh, God.
Come on. Can we get the fuck out of here? Give me your final thoughts.
I got to open up in a little bit.
Give me your final thoughts.
Nah, but final thoughts. Make sure you like and subscribe to End of Your Podcast on all social media.
Why are you rubbing yourself?
Because.
I'm tired. That's a tired rub. He's comforting himself. Yeah. He wants to go home to his wife.
I'm dying right now, so this is like a, yo, Just let it go, man. But nah, make sure you follow, like us, and share us on everything. Sign up for our Patreon. We got a lot of exclusive stuff coming soon to the people who've already signed up. But if you sign up now, it won't be too late for you. Yeah, that's on the game.
Richard, any final thoughts?
Yes, final thoughts. Please make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. Like Chris said, visit our website at www.nwpod.com and get yourself some merch, support the podcast. And yeah, if you eat chicken, make sure you keep eating chicken. Chicken is good for you, man. There's nothing wrong with some chicken, despite what Chris says.
Lie.
You worship.
You worship.
Ben, any final thoughts this evening?
Suddenly, a quote from Mr. Young Jeezy, the snowman himself, crept into my head. But the world is yours and everything in it. It's out there. Get on your grind and get it.
Hey, yeah, then, yeah.
Sky's the limit, nigga.
Just whatever dreams or aspirations that you have for yourself, go out there and attempt to get it. And while you're at it, tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. We're on every streaming platform available. And thank you so much for listening.
My final thoughts are when you encounter someone thinking about taking their own life, before you discourage them, just find out why they may need to do it. Ben, do we have a song of the week this week?
We do have a song of the week. Comes at the hands of Rick Ross, Mr. Yes. Rose, Ricky Rose. It's titled Hard in the Paint.
Yes.
Go hard or go home. Bitch.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Spike. Sam Trey, the Sam Deuce, the Sam One, the Sam Foes. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Touch 8 figures, stuff it in the bank, nigga. Order 20 bottles of the rosé. First week, bitch, I ordered more weight. To these niggas, I'm a motherfucking problem. Hang with the Bloods, all the Crips, all the robbers. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. 20 racks on it, bitch, you fucking with a killer. I can't hang with no pussy ass nigga. 1,000 carats in the chain, quarter milli for it, nigga. You think I give a fuck what other niggas think? Make another million every time a nigga blink. I'm rolling up the purple and I'm sipping pink. Champagne, drown a bitch until she gotta pee. She only get the ride unless she keep it wet. You looking at a gangster in disguise, you just ain't peep it yet. Call her Beans Beavis cause she butt head. She know I'm busy, I don't need nothing but head. And I'm paying top dollar. Chain so big, can't pop my collar. Pop one pill, make a nigga spin a grand. Pop two pills, make a nigga wanna dance. Pop my trunk, pop me a nigga. Just last night I had a dream, I shot me a. Pop my trunk, I'ma pop me a. Just last night I had a dream, I shot me a nigga.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say.